The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents High School Volleyball.
From the back row, the attack by Grote takes it over for Overton. Dug out. Here's Wells again. And Wells tries to take out the Lions gal. And Wells is on fire. Four kills here in this game. Seven of the match.
Today, it's a Fort Kearney Conference Triangler from Pleasanton as the Bulldogs welcome in the Amherst Broncos and Axtell Wildcats. High school volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
And the serve across here by Pleasanton. They're going to set Eggers. Instead, they're going to set it over her head and get it out there to Knitzer. She'll fire it across. Pleasanton picks up and fires back with Kayla Stubbs, and she'll get the kill. Third for Stubbs.
The Fort Kearney Conference Tournament begins next week, and Axtell and Amherst are the top two seeds. We may have a preview of next week's final tonight, while Pleasanton will look to pull off the upset on their home court. It's the Bulldog Triangler coming up next, but first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Pleasanton with Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Welcome back to Pleasanton. We turn the page and get ready for our third match. And this is the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Homecoming this week at Pleasanton, so a lot of activities going on. They're on their pink out tonight as well. And they will now be battling Amherst to see who comes out of here tonight with a win after Axtell beats both of them this evening, sweeping Pleasanton and then beating Amherst in three sets. Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, as we said, coming up next week. Let's give you that full breakdown of the Fort Kearney and the Lou Platte. The FKC on Monday night at Axtell. Loomis will play SEM at 5:15. The winner gets Axtell at 7:15. In between at 6:15, Elm Creek will play Eustis Farnham. The bottom half of the bracket is at Amherst, where at 5:15, Pleasanton will play Overton. The winner will play Amherst at 7:15, and in between, Wilcox-Hildreth will take on Elwood. The Lou Platte Conference Tournament is coming up on Monday as well, and we will be at Kearney Catholic, where Donovan Trumbull will play Ravenna at 6 o'clock. Then the winner will turn around and play the Stars. Now remember that in the Lou Platte, they play the best 3 out of 5, and in the FKC, they still just play 2 out of 3. Now, in that top half of the bracket of the Lou Platte Conference, St. Paul will play Arcadia Loup City in Ord at 6 o'clock, followed by Ord hosting Wood River at around 7 o'clock. And then at Centura, they're the number 2 seed. It'll be Adams Central and Gibbon at 6. The winner plays Centura at 7. So if the top 4 seeds advance, Kearney Catholic would play St. Paul, Ord would play Centura. The semifinals Tuesday and the championship next Thursday will be held at Adams Central, and we'll have it all for you here on Classic Hits. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for our final matchup of the night as Amherst takes on Pleasanton. The starting lineups brought to you, as always, by the fine folks at Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. First off, for the Broncos, their service rotation looks like this. Number 8 is a 5'9 junior, Casey Juergens. Number 4 is a 5'5 senior, Sydney Tobenheim. Number 11, 5'7 senior, Claire Hunt. Number 1, 5'8 junior, Tristan Trampy. Number 9, 5'7 junior, Jessica Eckout. And number 13, 5'9 junior, Sierra Rubicek, the libero. Number 14, 5'7 freshman, Emily Arnold. And Coach Julie Bosch, assistant Carrie Mestel, Kylie Haynes, they played quite a few girls in that match against Axtell. They were without Courtney Martinson. She is out with a knee injury. She is their leading hitter, and this is the second night of action that she has missed. We'll also see Emily Rumbeck, Bailey Peterson, Madison Murphy, and Reagan Rasmussen all saw time in the last match. Amherst is 14-6 on the season. Now let's take a look at the starting lineup for the Pleasanton Bulldogs. Their first server is number 3, a 5'6 junior, Maddie Pates. Number 26 is a 5'6 senior, Taylor Nichols. Number 23, 5'3 sophomore, Autumn Pritchard. Number 24, 5'8 senior, Kristen Tolles. Number 4, 5'6 freshman, Carrie Bauer. And number 14, a 5'5 sophomore, Kayla Stubbs. The libero is number one, 5'2" junior, Addie Hand. Head coach of the Pleasanton Bulldogs, Kaylee Eckout, assisted by Tracy Metz. Pleasanton 3-15 on the year. And that's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the Better Bank, and Kearney. We'll get our final match underway after this timeout.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
For all your custom slaughter and meat processing, call Belchner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belchner Custom Meats has everything you need to fill your freezer with the cuts of fresh meat you want. From steaks, roast, hamburger, pork, or beef sticks. Why go anywhere else when you have the freshest meat right here in Amherst with Belchner Meats? Belchner is a very proud supporter of our youth and all their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. With our producer engineer, Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Pleasanton as we are ready for the final match of the evening. Pleasanton and Amherst, always a great rivalry between these two Fort Kearney Conference neighbors. Pleasanton has won the toss, so they will serve it away, moving from left to right, and Amherst from right to left. Along your radio dial, plenty of red out there in these two uniforms. And it is Maddie Pates to serve it away to get our final match going here at the Bulldog Triangular. Pates twirls the volleyball and fires it down the middle to Arnold. Passed back into the back row. Amherst trouble getting it across. Now Pleasanton kind of thought the point was over. All they do is pass it across. Ball above the net. The joust is won by Amherst. Pleasanton will run it down and pass it back across. First swing of this match will come from the Amherst middle, and it is in for Casey Juergens. Looked like it just caught the line, and Juergens will now go back and serve it away here for the Broncos. And into that front row, Tristan Trampy. Serve goes deep middle, stays in the back row. Bauer has to go near the crowd just to put it back on the floor. Pates will pass it across. Here is the set by Rubicek. The left-hand swing by Trampy blocked. Good dig out by Eckout. Trampy punches it across again. Bauer with the up, set by Nichols to the outside, and the swing goes in the net for the Bulldogs. 2-0 Amherst. Juergens on the swing. Passes off the mark here for the Bulldogs, and it'll be knocked over by Pritchard. Free ball Broncos. Rubicek sets it outside. The attack is just out of bounds by Tobenheim. Pleasanton was trying to play it. They just couldn't get to it. And a point here for the Bulldogs. 2-1. And back to serve it away will be Kendall Weisdorfer, freshman. Sends that big, strong serve into the back middle. Picked up there by Juergens and punched across. Pleasanton will have to free ball it back over with Tolles. Here's the set. Rubicek, Trampy in the middle will terminate. Tristan with her first kill. Amherst 3. And Pleasanton won. Sydney Tobenheim will rotate back to serve it away. Plenty of other volleyball going on tonight. Duels, Aurora at Hastings, Ravenna at Kearney Catholic. Grand Island is in Lincoln playing tonight. Adams Central is up in Arcadia Loop City's triangular with Ord. As the set comes front left, the swing by Eckout, down and good. 4-1 Amherst. Trying to bounce back from a little bit of an exhausting match with the Axtell Wildcats. Serve over, set to the outside. Bauer, nice swing, and Carey will terminate her first kill of the night. As Pleasanton really just couldn't get anything going against Axtell, there were not many stats to talk about. 25-11, 25-6 the score in that one. Autumn Pritchard to serve, but out of bounds it goes, and Amherst will get it right back. Don't forget, pregame right now, and they're about ready to kick it off in Houston as the Texans taking on the Indianapolis Colts. And you can hear that live on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Serve across, and it cannot be returned. It's going to go down as a 6-2 lead for Amherst off the ace from Emily Rumbeck. And a quick timeout here by the Bulldogs and Coach Kaylee Eckhout. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. In the first set, it's Amherst 6 and Pleasanton 2.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Scott Phillips, licensed agent for over 30 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion to the private market in 1980. Find out about coverages available for hail, wind, fire, and transportation of grain after harvest. Crop insurance specialist with a farming background. We specialize in the crop insurance business. Crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis. Insuring over 60,000 acres in the central Nebraska area.
Back to action out of the quick Pleasanton timeout. Rally going on the Amherst side. They'll get it to Eckhout. She'll drive it into the back row. Good up made there by Pritchard. And for the back row, Pritchard will tie and take a swing and can't get it over. Attack air, point Amherst. 7-2 now in the first set. Rumbeck serves a beauty. It's just punched back over. Free ball right back at Rumbeck. Set middle. Trampy goes into the corner and got it. Tristan with her second kill. Amherst seeing the floor very well in the first few points of the match. Rumbeck one step and mishit it. It's short. And back over to Pleasanton. 8-3. Amherst with the lead. And in to serve it away will be Addie Hand. She plays a little libero in that back row for the Bulldogs. And Maddie Pates will check out, as will Kristen Tolles. Serve is across, right down the middle to Eckhout. They set it to the outside. Trampy with that left-hand swing. Overpass right back. Eckhout a one-timer. It's dug out by Hand up towards the rafters. Two Bulldogs collide, and the ball falls for an Eckhout point. Amherst 9, Pleasanton 3, and Trampy will go back to serve it away. Tristan too strong and out of bounds. So Pleasanton wasn't without the ball very long. And they continue to rotate in. It's Taylor Nichols' turn to re-enter the front row as Carrie Bowers serves it up here for the hometown Bulldogs. Takes it right at Tavenheim, set to the outside. Off the block is going to be Juergens. She picks it up again, and Eckhout will swing it over. Overpass and an easy tip down for Eckhout. Three kills here in the first set. And now Jessica will go back and serve it away. District softball going on today as that serve into the net. Boy, that's three straight service errors for Amherst. That's not what Coach Bosch wants to see here. And Kayla Stubbs will go back and serve the volleyball away. And the serve into the net. So all of a sudden, some problems there. Big sports story coming across late this afternoon. Georgia suspends Todd Gurley for some violations, maybe a Johnny Manziel type situation, getting some money for autographs and such. Still learning some more about that story, but he is the front runner for the Heisman right now. Todd Gurley of Georgia suspended. And as we're back to action here, Pleasanton sends one deep. There's an attack error to make it 12-5. Serve across by Rubicek. Now the set by Bauer, rolled over there by Nichols. Rubicek sets again. Middle attack driven across, and it's good for Casey Juergens. And Amherst now starting to put it together again after a few service errors, 13-5. Rubicek, couple three dribbles, couple steps, and flies it into the back row to Addie Hand. Good pass to Bauer, set to the outside. There's a termination for Autumn Pritchard. Second kill here for Pleasanton, and it's 13-6. In to serve it will be Maddie Pates as we start our second time through the service rotation, and Corin Falk will check out. And the serve by Pates. Eckhout will control it. Rubicek will set it. And a half swing across by Juergens. Nice dig out that time of the Bulldogs, and it's returned to Eckhout of the back corner. Set outside for Tavenheim. Tried to go with a soft tip and didn't get enough of it. Point Pleasanton. That's their first point on serve. Didn't score the first time through the rotation. And scoring here on Pates' first serve in the second rotation. Down the middle it goes to the libero. Arnold stays in the middle. Rasmussen is in. Reagan will take it across. Set Nichols. And in the middle, trying to dump it across is Tolles. And into the net it goes. Point Amherst. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports, including tonight's Fort Kearney Conference Triangular. Back in is Trampy for Amherst as they serve it across. Close to the net. Good tip across that time. Has to be overpassed, and the free ball is terminated by Kristen Tolles. Tolles with the good tip the first time, which made Amherst clean the floor as they went down low just to keep it alive. And when they did pop it up, it was above the net, and Tolles was able to hammer it down. Pleasanton serving with Kendall Weisdorfer in. And going for that far corner, just deep. Boy, Amherst didn't realize how close that was. Each team with three service errors here in the first set. And here's an ace serve for Amherst to go up 16-8 off of the arm of Sydney Tobenheim. That's the second ace serve of the opening set here for the Broncos. And the serve. Across, the Bulldogs pick it up. They'll go to the right side. The swing by Pritchard. Can't get it across. And it's 17-8. And the final timeout will be used here by Pleasanton. So Amherst has started to pull away here in game number one. Broncos 17, Bulldogs 8. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to see what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton.
Sydney Tobenheim serves it across. The rally continues as we're out of the timeout. Eckhout, standing spike. Picked up there by Stubbs. Dumped into the block by Pritchard. And an ace block for Trampy. That'll be the first ace block of the match for either team. And the run continues right now for Amherst with Sydney Tobenheim at the line. 18-8. Bump set right side. There's the swing. And a block again by Trampy. Now a free ball up. Trampy tried to block it. They'll call her for the double hit because it wasn't a true block. Good call. And back to serve it away for the Bulldogs. It is going to be Autumn Pritchard. Rubicek gets set here for Amherst. They'll serve it right down the middle. And it's picked up back row. Tobenheim, a toss by Eckhout. And it's up to the back row. Trouble at the net. Pleasanton, nice play. Going to the offhand. Kayla Stubbs got it across. Gives Amherst trouble, and they can't return it. The swing by Eckhout into the net. Point, Bulldogs. And Pritchard will serve again. Couple of slaps, and Autumn, good strong serve, stays in the back row here, and all they can do for Amherst is pass it across, so they do. Free ball here, Weisdorfer sets it up, middle attack is blocked up front by Trampy. She's got some great ups. They'll try it again, set it over Trampy, and she did the same thing. She got a hand on it, but it wasn't a true block. This time she had to get out of the way, but there was nobody else there, and Kristen Tolles will get credit for the kill. 18-11. Looking for four in a row as Pritchard serves it across. Trampy in the middle. There's nobody home to block that one. Kill, Tristan Trampy, her third, the eighth for Amherst. And it's 19-11 Broncos here in the opening set. 19-11, back to serve it away. Will be Emily Rumbeck. Had a nice run earlier in the game. The attack from the middle sent right back to him. Picked up there by Tobenheim. Eckhout takes the swing, but it's deep and out of bounds. So Amherst has had a couple of runs, and then they make a couple of errors and allow Pleasanton to pick up a couple of points. Now Addie Hand to serve it away. Down 19-12. Hand serve. Picked up by Eckhout. Set by Rumbeck. Right side, Trampy drove it into her own net. Point Pleasanton. Pleasanton has scored five of the last six. They've cut it to six, 19-13. But again, with some help from Amherst. Pleasanton has four kills in this set. Short serve. Eckhout gets down low to pick it up. Passed across by Trampy. Free ball. Weisdorfer sets it up to the outside of the swing, rattling off the double block Stubbs. It is punched back across and in the net on Pleasanton, trying to get a block. So back over to the Broncos, leading it 20-13. Trampy with the serve. First set, final match. Axtell beat both of these teams tonight, sweeping Pleasanton. It did go three against Amherst. As the set goes outside, Falk didn't get all of that one and cuts it into the net. 21-13. Pates comes back in here for Coach Eckout. A lot of the same names, whether it's marriage or cousins or brothers or sisters. That's why this rivalry is so good. As the second serve here by Tristan Trampy is going to be deep and out of bounds. So back to serve it away will be Kerry Bauer for Pleasanton. And the set to the outside. Good swing from the front left. Throw it over by Juergens and passed across. Pleasanton got some help once again from the rafters. Here's the set run back and dumped across. Pleasanton on a free ball. Sets it to the middle. Has to be tapped over and is by Pates. And down to the floor it goes, and in the net anyway was Amherst. So again, a point for the Bulldogs. Kerry Bauer on the serve. Trying to close it. Haven't been closer than six since it got to 9-3, 10-4. Serve it at Arnold. Bump set to the outside. Juergens, all she does is set it across. Pleasanton, great job to keep it alive there by Toll. Send a free ball over. Rumbeck sets middle. The attack by Juergens is down and good. Casey with her third kill, 22-15. And it'll be Eckout back to serve it. Jessica trying to finish things out in first set. Sends a strong one down the middle to Pritchard, who makes a perfect pass to the middle to Bauer. The attack is dug out by Arnold, and it'll be set across by the Broncos. Returned on a one-timer by Stubbs, but Eckout is ready and rolled back across by Tomenheim. Now Bauer will set it for the Bulldogs. Outside, the swing is driven across by Stubbs. Eckout with the dig. Trouble for Amherst. It's above the net. Tipped back over by Pleasanton's Kayla Stubbs. Couple of sets. We're into a tip drill right now. Dumped across again, Pleasanton, but another save by Tomenheim. And a lot of setting going on right now. Nobody can get a swing. And it's back over on the Amherst side. Now they're set up and ready to go. Rumbeck, no, they overset it, and Tomenheim sets it across. Finally, the Bulldogs take a swing, and it goes into the net from Pates. That ball went back and forth about 12 times without anybody taking a swing. It was either set over or bumped across. 23-15. And I think Amherst forgot that they were serving. They don't want to sub here. It was their point to begin with. And they're realizing that now. They've got an 8-point cushion. That was a long, long point. Kind of forgot it was their serve. And now they're going to want to do a rotation check, make sure everybody's in the right spot. And on the serve, they will have Madison Murphy in there. It was Emily Rumbeck, and then they check her out. So Murphy, who wouldn't normally serve, will get a chance. And we will have a break here because we're not quite ready. The down official getting things set up over there at the scores table. Indianapolis scores first on a Vinatieri field goal. 3-0 Colts, 11:15 to go in the first quarter on ESPN, 1460 and 1550. Still a break here, and we remind you you're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Amherst, Pleasanton. If this break is any longer, I'm going to have to wrestle one of these Dibbern boys. That won't take as long as this break just took. What was that, about 30 seconds? It would never last. I don't think I could run away from them that fast. But the Bronco football team getting ready for Twin Loop tomorrow. They're undefeated, trying to stay that way. Bunch of them seated right here in front of us watching the volleyball tonight. We're finally ready to go. 23-15 Eckout serves for Amherst. It's set across back to the Broncos. Outside Tomenheim, and that time it's in the net. So after the long break, the rotator cuff rusted up a little bit, and it comes back over to the Bulldogs. Kayla Stubbs to serve, clipped the net, came across strong, picked up by Juergens, and Tomenheim will set it across again. Here is Bauer setting it to the outside, and a kill for the Bulldogs. Putting it down is going to be Autumn Pritchard. Sixth kill as a team here in this set, 23-17. Stubbs trying to get a run going here. Give Pleasanton a little hope. Strong, far corner. Eckout has it set to the outside. Driven across on an angle by Tomenheim. Pleasanton's got a shot. Another big swing returned into the net, and they can't get it back from the Amherst side. It's Autumn Pritchard. And we're going to get a timeout here from Amherst. So it looked like they had things put away, and now Pleasanton has scored three in a row to at least see where they are at. 23-18 Amherst. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship-quality auto service center. Lammer's Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
Kayla Stubbs still serving for Pleasanton out of the Amherst timeout. Rolled across there by Madison Murphy. Here's the set by Nichols. Outside attack. Ripped off the block by Pritchard. Stays in the back row. Again, it'll have to be passed across. Amherst is not getting any swings. And then dumped across Tolles. Great save by Eckhout just to dig it up and pass it over. Free ball. And Pleasanton doesn't do anything with it. So now Amherst has the advantage on offense. Middle attack will be driven over by Juergens. Picked up by Hand. Dumped back across. And Amherst will get another swing. Tomenheim registers the kill. First kill for Sydney, and it is game point for the Broncos, 24-18. And coming in will be Reagan Rasmussen. And back to serve it will be Sierra Rubicek. Game point number one here for Amherst at 24-18 in the opening set. And Rubicek fires it across to Hand. The pass is a little off the mark. Run down there by Pates and set across by Stubbs. Free ball here. Rubicek will get the high set to Tomenheim, who will drive it across for the kill and finish things off. Back-to-back kills for Sydney Tomenheim. And that is the end of the first set. So Amherst takes it by a score of 25-18. We'll be back and look at some of the numbers right after this timeout.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They are now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443. Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Let's take a look at the first set stats I had here for Amherst and Pleasanton. For the Bulldogs, Maddie Pates had a service point. Kerry Bauer, a service point and two kills. Kayla Stubbs had two service points. Addie Hand, a service point. Autumn Pritchard, two service points, three kills. And Kristen Tolles had two kills. Seven kills, no ace blocks, no ace serves for Pleasanton. For Amherst, Tristan Trampy, one service point. She had an ace block and three kills. Sydney Tomenheim, four service points. One was an ace, two kills. Emily Rumbeck, four service points. One was an ace. Casey Juergens, a service point, three kills. Jessica Eckhout, three kills. And Sierra Rubicek, three service points. 11 kills, one ace block, and two ace serves as Amherst takes the opening set 25-18 over Pleasanton. And we'll be back with the second set right after this timeout on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
With our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda back here at Pleasanton, where the second set of our final match of the Bulldog Triangular is underway, and Sierra Rubicek is going to step back and start off game two like she finished off game one. Here's an ace serve, and it's 1-0. And this serve is overpassed on a free ball swing. Juergens got it into her own net. And so a break for Pleasanton, and they'll go back with Maddie Pates to serve it away. In the Thursday night NFL game, Indianapolis scores a field goal, kicks an onside kick, recovers it, and has just punched another one into the end zone. So it's now Indianapolis awaiting the extra point, leading it 9-0 over Houston. And a service error here for Pleasanton. Amherst will fire it away with Juergens. Set to the outside, and it's going to be tapped across by Tolles. Here's the set. Rasmussen for Amherst. The attack is blocked up front by Tolles and quickly returned right back at her. Outside attack for the Bulldogs and Autumn Pritchard. Good point going here. Rubicek sets outside. Taken across by Tomenheim. Dug out of the back row by Stubbs. Middle attack. Pleasanton going to get the point and the kill. Kristen Tolles. 2-2. And in to serve Maddie Pates. Again, earlier tonight, Axtell beat Pleasanton 25-11, 25-6. And Axtell beat Amherst 25-23, 24-26, 25-12. First set here, 25-18 Amherst. Amherst on the attack. Rasmussen just off the back line. And Pleasanton has their first lead of the match. 3-2 here in game two. Pates with the serve. Handled by Eckhout. Gets it over to Tomenheim. And is punched across for the kill. Rasmussen. Reagan with her first kill. She came off the bench in game two against Axtell and provided a spark that helped them win that set. As the serve by Tomenheim is across, now Bauer will take it over for the Bulldogs. Rubicek to Rasmussen, the middle attack by Trampy, dug out there by Pates, and tapped into the antenna by Pleasanton, but no call. They'll try again. Again, it's into the tape, and it won't go over that time for Pritchard. So Amherst will take the lead at 4-3. And Tomenheim will stay at the service line. And a line drive serve off of the arms of Bauer goes to the back row and passed across there by Stubbs. Then overpass by Amherst. The mistake leads to a kill by Kristen Tolles. 4-4. And a side out here for Pleasanton. And the serve is across by Pritchard. Set to the outside. The attack driven across there by Eckhout. Handled cleanly by the Bulldogs and returned by Stubbs. Down low, Rubicek able to pick it up, but then trying to do a little too much out of the back row. It is hit into the net. And Amherst is in a little bit of a rut right now, and Pleasanton a chance to get a run going here. They lead it 5-4. And an ace serve for Autumn Pritchard, the first ace serve of the match for the Bulldogs, and a timeout by Amherst. So that's what rivalries are about, continuing to battle no matter what the odds are. And Pleasanton, the big underdog, has taken a 6-4 lead here in the second set. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college. And that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people. And they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school volleyball. Out of the Amherst timeout, Pleasanton has the lead and ready to serve it away again. Running all the way to the concession stand to keep it in play is Casey Juergens. Now the middle attack by the Bulldogs is blocked up front by Rasmussen. Might have got her on the noggin. Rasmussen and Trampy were there, but Reagan will pick up the ace block. And it is 6-5. Side out here for Amherst. Off the Rasmussen block and the serve across. Set to the outside. Pleasanton hit it behind the antenna and out of bounds. So it is 6-6. Serving it is Emily Rumbeck. Had 4 points in game one. Might have had more, but they made a mistake and subbed while they were serving. Kind of forgot after a long point that they had had the serve. Across it comes. Hammers to the outside. Eckhout drops it down. Jessica, her fourth kill to lead the team, who's been pretty balanced, at least in that department here in the match. Rumbeck to serve. Amherst won the opening set, 25-18. Here's Pleasanton on the right side. The attack by Tolles won't clear the net that time. And Amherst, out of that timeout, has refocused and picked up 4 straight points and leads it 8-6. Serve over to Stubbs. Overset that time. Free ball. Hammered home. For another kill by Madison Murphy. And that'll make it 9-6. And Pleasanton now will call a timeout after the Broncos rattled off 5 in a row. 9-6. Amherst now has regained the lead. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Member FDIC.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
Long rally going as we come out of the timeout, which didn't take very long. Eckhout drives it across off the back row, and they can't quite get it. Ran out of real estate in front of the Pleasanton bench. And Jessica now with her fifth kill and six in a row for Amherst, with Emily Rumbeck back there on the service line. 10-6 Broncos with the lead in game two. Here's the set. Stubbs, good rip. How about a kill for Kayla Stubbs? That's her first of this match, and gets the ball back over to Pleasanton's side before Amherst went any farther away. Into the front row is Corin Falk for the Bulldogs. And Addie Hand will check in to serve it away. Hand with the serve. Flips it down the middle to Eckhout. Amherst will set it outside. Trampy, and bam! Kristen Trampy warps the floor with that left-handed power shot. Her first of this set, her fourth of the match. 11-7 Amherst. And back to serve it away. They're going to give the libero, Emily Arnold, a chance to serve. Usually they'd rotate in for her. Arnold will serve it away. And again, remember, Amherst is without Courtney Martinson. She was their leading attacker, and this is just the second night they've played without her. And a point for Arnold. Got it across, and Pleasanton just didn't get it passed back across. Nothing major, just didn't get it passed over. And a serve into the net. So back to Pleasanton, trailing 12-8. And it'll be Carrie Bauer to serve it away. Whenever our match is done, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show, so stay with us. As the serve is across the Taubenheim, set outside, the attack taken across by Juergens. Set to the middle, tapped over by Falk, and trouble for Amherst, and they can't pick it up. Falk's going to pick up the point here, the freshman for Pleasanton. 12-9. Bauer to serve. Trying to cut it to two. Floats it across to Eckhout. Here's the set by Rumbeck, and a standing spike rolls off the double block and down for Casey Juergens. Kill number four. Side out Broncos, 13-9. Again, we will be at Cope Gymnasium Monday night for the Lou Platte Conference Tournament. Donovan Trumbull and Ravenna play at 6. The winner will then play Kearney Catholic in the opening night of the Lou Platte Conference Tournament, as Pleasanton has an attack error here. And then Tuesday's semifinals, Thursday's consolation and championship, all at Adams Central High School in Hastings, also here on Classic Hits. Jessica Eckhout serves it across, and it's passed over. Free ball back at Eckhout, set to the outside. And set deep corner that time by Taubenheim. Bauer sets it up for Pleasanton, and the attack by Stubbs is overpassed right back at him. Stubbs tries again, but this time into the net. 15-9. Amherst back up now and starting to get a little bit of separation after trailing early in this set. Serve across to Nichols. Passed across by Falk. Eckhout gets it into the hands of Rumbeck. Middle attack is down and good for the kill, or did we have a back row attack? Not sure what our official just did there, but it is a point for Amherst. And so they'll continue to serve it. I think they're going to replay it. That's what happened. And now Pleasanton with the attack, and out of bounds it goes. And so the point, there was an inadvertent whistle, and then Pleasanton with an attack error give Eckhout the service point, and final timeout will be called here by Pleasanton, brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. The first set went to Amherst 25-18. They're up 16-9, game two on Classic Hits.
Zimatic center pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
As we come back out of the Pleasanton timeout, each team has added a service error, so it's right back over to Amherst. We've just added a point to each side. 17-10 Amherst. Rubicek serves it across, dumped over by the center, Bauer, and Amherst will punch it across out of the back row. Dig made by Stubbs, set to the outside. It's Autumn Pritchard to drive it over. Dug out, Eck out, set outside for Tobenheim, and a nice dig by Stubbs, but then it is passed into the net, dug out by Falk, and across it comes. Punched over one more time. Pleasanton's got a chance now, and it'll be Pritchard to roll it over to the far wing. Handled there by Tobenheim, and back to Sydney. She'll set it across, right back at her by Nichols, and Taylor's able to dump it in front of that back row for the point. Her first kill out of that center position. Side out here for the Bulldogs. 17-11. Again, Thursday night NFL football. A quick start for the Colts. 10-0 over Houston. 7:50 to go in the first quarter of play. And the serve down the middle by Maddie Bates. Set to the right side, and across it comes for Juergens. Pleasanton will return it over with Pritchard. Now they'll go middle. Juergens gets the swing, and across it comes. Handled there by Bauer and passed into the net. Point Amherst. 18-11 Broncos. And it's Juergens' turn to serve it away. First in that service rotation, so we'll roll again. A lot of topspin on that one. Picked up at the 10-foot line and punched across by Tolles, but blocked right back at Pleasanton. Now it jazzed at the net, and then it's knocked back out of bounds by Amherst. Point for Autumn Pritchard and the Bulldogs of Pleasanton. And back into serve it away will be Weisdorfer for the Bulldogs. 18-12. Amherst with the lead. They went on a 6-0 run to take a 10-6 lead after falling behind early. Strong serve, Weisdorfer, get it to Eck out from off the net. It's punched across, and it'll be Kendall to pick the volleyball up. Middle attack, big swing. Did it hit the line? No, just out of bounds. Big, powerful swing up there in the middle from Tolles, but just missed. And to serve it away will be Tobenheim for the Broncos. Right side attack is going to be deep again from Pritchard. Trying to take some big swings to get it off the block, but just sailing it over the block the last two or three times here has been Pleasanton. Tobenheim serves it away, now up 20-12. Passed across by Bauer. Handled by Juergens. Tapped across in the middle by Trampy. Bauer with a bump set to the outside. Pritchard blocked up front. Ace block, Tristan Trampy. 21-12. And Amherst can see the finish line from here. Serve across, moving quickly. Bauer to the outside, swings it across to Tobenheim. High set to the middle. Trampy blocked up front. Winner at the net is Tolles, and she'll get the point. Kristen Tolles with her fifth kill after getting a big block to keep that ball alive. Trampy, when she swings, she brings the power. The Colts have scored again, 16-0. Not a good night to play the Houston Texans defense in fantasy football. I'll remember that next time. 21-13, outside attack is going to be down by Eckout. And another point on the board for Amherst. 22-13, checking in to serve for the Broncos will be Emily Rumbeck. Had a nice five-point run. She was back there when they went from 6-4 down to 10-6 up. 3 points away from the match. Across it comes to Stubbs. Dumped across there by Nichols. Amherst was ready for it. Outside attack by Eckout. Is passed close to the net, and then the Bulldogs stepped across the line, but they didn't see it. So we'll play on, and Eckout will be deep on her attack. Point Amherst, or Point Pleasanton, side out. Addie Hand to serve it away. And Falk back in for the Bulldogs. The New West postgame show coming up. Stay with us as we run down the final stats of tonight's triangular. Short serve, a nice one by Hand, but they're able to play it, and it's put away by Eckhout, who's had a nice second set here. That's her fourth kill of this set. 23-14, and Trampy to serve it away here for Amherst, 2 points away. Checking in for Pleasanton. New player rolls in. Serve is across, and it's going to be an ace. Haven't had one of those in a while. Ace serve for Trampy, and we are now at match point for the Broncos, 24-14. Trampy trying to serve the final point of the match. Here's Kayla Fisher checking in. And the serve. Deep, and they play it. It probably would have been out, but they didn't want to take the chance. And it's passed across by Falk, and it probably would have been out there, but Amherst plays it. Now they're having trouble getting it back, but it's bumped over by Murphy. At the net, it'll be set up by Tolles. Right side attack is missed by Pleasanton, and that is going to be the end of the match, as Amherst is able to defeat Pleasanton 25-18, 25-14 to improve to 15-6 and split their two matches tonight. Pleasanton dropping both to the top two teams in the conference, now 3-16. We will be back with the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show right after this timeout on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Amherst, Pleasanton.
Save money and breathe easier. Call Axman Heating and Air, your Lennox dealer. Now is the time to winterize all your heating and cooling units. So call Axman Heating and Air. They can do it all, from furnaces to humidifiers, geo heat and infrared heat for farm buildings. They specialize in all makes and models, sales and service. Axman Heating and Air, your Lennox dealer, serving Pleasanton and the surrounding area. Craig and Karen Axman would like to wish all the area athletes best of luck.
There's a lot of satisfaction that comes from making things grow. Whether it's a family, a field of grain, or the balance in your savings account. When you make something grow, you can't help but grow a little yourself. As a community ag bank, helping you make things grow is why we're here. Our ag lenders know agriculture, and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Welcome back to Pleasanton, and again, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors, and of course, to fine folks here in Bulldog Land, Ricky Westland, Athletic Director, and the whole crew for their hospitality. This is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery Postgame Show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Let us take a look at the third set numbers here. First off, for Pleasanton, Maddie Pates had a service point. Carrie Bauer had a service point. Kayla Stubbs a kill. Corin Falk a kill. Autumn Pritchard two service points. One was an ace and a kill. Kristen Tolles three kills. And Taylor Nichols had one kill in the second set. Once again, seven kills in that set for Pleasanton. No ace blocks and one ace serve. For Amherst, Tristan Trampy, two service points. One was an ace. She had an ace block and a kill. Sydney Tobenheim had three service points. Emily Rumbeck had five service points. Madison Murphy had a kill. Casey Juergens had a kill. Jessica Eckout, three service points and four kills. Sierra Rubicek had an ace serve. Emily Arnold, a service point. And Reagan Rasmussen had an ace block, and she had one kill in that second set. Only eight kills in the set for Amherst. They did have two ace blocks and tack on two ace serves, and it's good enough for the Broncos to pick up the 25-14 win. We'll be back with the cumulative stats and more on the New West Postgame Show right after this.
Find a car, new or used, at www.crossroads-ford.com. Spot an SUV, crossroads-ford.com.
Ford.com.
Lasso a truck.
Crossroads-Ford.com.
Check on financing.
Crossroads-Ford.com.
Calculate your payments.
Crossroads-Ford.com.
That's www.crossroads-Ford.com.
Crossroads-Ford.com.
Crossroads Ford, Lincoln Mercury.
Life doesn't have to be full of dramatic changes. Nebraska Land National Bank is here to make the switch easy. We provide you with the financial strength and service you need to reach your goals. Our trained account transfer specialist will help you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and simple transfer. Stop by our branch location at 46th Street and 2nd Avenue to talk with a specialist today. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Carney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Carney Towing and Repair.
And welcome back to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. We are joined by Amherst volleyball coach Julie Bosch as they win this match. And this just adds another notch to my old factor because, as Julie reminded me, I got to call some of her games back in the day. But you're added to the growing list of players to coaches, Julie. Great to catch up with you. And you're kind of in a unique situation tonight. Let's talk about the big picture. As you told me, Courtney Martinson, who had been leading your team, was injured last week, and so you didn't really get much of a chance to break anybody new in. You had to play Ansley Litchfield, who's undefeated, and then you had to play the top team in the conference tonight, Axtell, and you push them to three sets tonight. So you're kind of adjusting on the run, but what do we know about Courtney? Is there a chance she can return? And more importantly, how do you feel the team has done with the new adjustments at this point in the season?
Well, we're not really sure on Courtney. We should find out a little bit more on Saturday. She has to go in for another MRI and wait for the swelling to go down. But the outlook is just we just really don't know right now. She may be able to play with a brace, but we're just not 100% sure. But honestly, Tristan Trampy has played middle before. She played middle last year, so it's not a new position for her. And she's a great blocker. She can jump like a deer, and girls have a hard time getting it past her. So, and our other girls have stepped up, our outside hitters, Jessica Eckout, Sydney Tobenheim. You know, they're not afraid to get in there and hit the ball. So we definitely, you know, losing one hitter was not a big loss for us because we've always, all year long, have had six great hitters. So,
not the tallest team, but as you just kind of mentioned there, they don't seem to be timid. You got some girls out there that aren't afraid to swing, and that's what you need at this level if you're going to take that next step, because you can already see that over the last couple of years the program has taken a couple of steps, and if they want to take that next one, they've got to be pretty aggressive, and they were in both matches tonight.
Yep, absolutely. Yep, we have that strong senior leadership. Sydney Tobenheim is kind of our heart and soul. She is a quiet player. She doesn't have, you know, she's not the leading kill person out there, but she's one of the better passers, one of the better hitters. You know, she's just a quiet leader out there for us, so she's stepped up.
Talk about the first match against Axtell. You played them tough and then maybe ran out a little bit of gas there. Axtell really stepped up, probably went to the best player in the conference in Kring to really take it to you. In that second set, you were able to get her in the back row and use your block to your advantage. Talk about what you thought, how the team played in that match.
Absolutely. We have a lot of not quit in us, and so we just kind of played and played and played, and they've done that all year long. We've had a lot of close sets, and we've played to the end no matter what happens. But yeah, it made a big difference when Hannah was in the back row, and we went ahead and attacked that. But, you know, like I said, we had some bad passes, and that kind of, when we tip at them and give them free balls, they're going to hit it at us, and they're going to make us pay for that. So I told the girls, you know, we can't do that. We have to attack. There's not a lot of blocks in the conference that are able to stop us when we actually hit the ball. So that's something that we need to work on and in practice and get better.
Amherst coach Julie Bosch with us for just another minute. So take me into the possibility of playing Axtell. I mean, for you, that's for Amherst, that's what's out there right now. A chance to play him maybe twice if you're going to win the conference. Probably going to see him in the finals next week if both teams can advance as the top two seeds. Then they're also in your sub-district. Do you feel good enough with knowing that you'll have some time to maybe replace Courtney, that by the time you play him in a week, maybe, and in about 3 weeks, again, maybe, that you can stand up and have a chance.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that the girls want it. It's something that, you know, they have kind of been towards the bottom of the conference the last few years, and they've got a taste of success this year, and so they really want to get up in that final game. And I think Axtell is a strong enough team that I think that they're probably going to make it through to the end. And like you said, we're going to probably meet up in sub-districts again, and it's going to be a battle all the way through. I think both teams realize that it's pretty tough to beat a team three times, so coming back and battling, and we've done this every year with them in basketball and volleyball. It just seems like we meet up a lot, so, and it's fun. It's a great matchup, and I told the girls tonight in the locker room that was a fun match. So,
and to get to the finals, you've got the Overton Pleasanton winner, and if you get by that, Wilcox Hildreth and Elwood, who have both shown the middle of this conference is so jam packed.
Yep.
What about your side of the bracket and what you may see next Monday and Tuesday?
You know, Overton and Will Hill both played us really tough. We played Overton early on. We had one set that we dropped to them that they really just beat us. And but we came back and our hitters were strong. Will Hill was another one that was kind of the same way. They played us all the way through, you know, the entire game. So it's going to be a battle, and we're going to have to play the top of our game. We can't play down.
All right. We'll let you get into the bus for that long road trip home, Julie. Great to catch up with you again, and hope to see you soon.
Okay,
good luck
thanks.
Next week.
Thanks, Doug.
That is the head volleyball coach of the Amherst Broncos, Julie Bosch, joining us here on the New West postgame show. And let's take a look at the overall final stats that we had for tonight's match. And here's what we've got for you. For Pleasanton, it was Maddie Pates, 2 service points. Carrie Bauer, 2 service points, 2 kills. Addie Hand had a service point. Kayla Stubbs, 2 service points and a kill. Corin Falk had a kill. Autumn Pritchard, 4 service points. 1 was an ace, 4 kills. Kristen Tolles led the team with 5 kills. And Taylor Nichols had 1 kill. 14 kills, no ace blocks, and 1 ace serve. And Pleasanton will fall to 3-16. And again, as we said, they'll play the 5-15 game against Overton at Amherst on Monday night. If they win, they will turn right around and play these Broncos one more time. And then when they finish up with the FKC tournament, and by the way, if they do, whoever loses those play-in games will get to play again on a Tuesday night. So everybody guaranteed 2. If Pleasanton would happen to lose to Overton, then they would play at Overton on Tuesday night at 6 o'clock. So they would have that moving for them there if they can move along and get things going, a chance to play either Loomis or SEM. Now for and then after that is what we were going to tell you. After the FKC, Pleasanton will head to Loomis on the 24th for a triangular with Loomis and Ansley Litchfield, and then they wrap things up at home on the 28th with SEM. For Amherst, Tristan Trampy, 3 service points. 1 was an ace. She had 2 ace blocks and 4 kills. Sydney Tobenheim, 7 service points. 1 was an ace, 2 kills. Emily Rumbeck led the team from the service line with 9 points. 1 was an ace. Madison Murphy had a kill. Casey Juergens, 1 service point, 4 kills. Jessica Eckout, 3 service points and led the team in kills with 7. Sierra Rubicek, 4 service points. 1 was an ace. Emily Arnold had a service point, and Reagan Rasmussen had an ace block and 1 kill. I had Amherst for 19 kills, 3 ace blocks, and 4 ace serves as the Broncos improved to 15-6 on the season with a 25-18, 25-24 win. And remember, 3 of those 6 losses are against 2 of the top 3 teams in the class, twice to Ansley Litchfield and then tonight to Axtell. We'll take a final break and wrap things up after this on the New West Postgame Show.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Pleasanton, Amherst, and Axtell, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West, here to get you back to it. A reminder on your way home, if you want to catch the NFL game, it's on ESPN 1460 and 1550, Indianapolis 17, Houston nothing. At the end of the first quarter of play. Tomorrow, we've got a busy day in sports here on the Classic Hits 98.9, Tri-City Storm Hockey against Chicago, 7 o'clock pregame, 7:30, the puck drops at the Viero Event Center. On the Breeze, 94.5 FM, afternoon football, Red Cloud and Giltner, pregame at 2:30, kickoff at 3. That'll be followed at 6:30 with our pregame of the Kansas City Royals taking on Baltimore in Game 1 of the American League Championship Series. On 12:30 AM KHAS, the Battle of Hastings, Senior High and Adams Central. On ESPN 1460, Elm Creek will be hosting Blue Hill. And on ESPN 1550, St. Cecilia takes on Superior. All of those games also available at PlatteRiverPreps.com, and a bonus game on Platte River Preps tomorrow. Kearney Catholic taking on Grand Island Central Catholic. All those evening games kicking off at 7. Our next volleyball is Monday night in the Lou Platte Conference Tournament. We'll be at Cope Gymnasium at Kearney Catholic. Donovan Trumbull will play Ravenna. The winner will then play the Stars at about 7:15. And then we are on to the semifinals Tuesday and the championship Thursday at Adams Central. Again, here tonight, it was Axtell beating Pleasanton 25-11, 25-6. Then in the matchup of the top two teams so far this season in the FKC, it was Axtell over Amherst 25-23, 24-26, and 25-12. And in that volleyball game tonight, Hannah Kring with 21 kills to lead the way for Axtell. And in our final match, Amherst over Pleasanton 25-18, 25-14. For our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for listening to High School Volleyball here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Good night, everyone.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com. The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production, brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.